This is The Drive with Josh Graham podcast.
We're internet sensations, guys.
Tune into The Drive weekday afternoons, 3 to 7 on WSJS.
Well, sort of. What's happening? Happy Tuesday. B-Dot here filling in for the homie JG with my brother WD.
Good to have you back in here, man.
And it's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's good to be back, man. Of course, you know by now Josh Graham is at home. He's a daddy. You did got baby DG. You did what I'm saying. That's what I call him, DG, because he's the little homie JG. But, you know, I FaceTimed him earlier, and he's doing well. He was cleaning up a little bit of some spit up off baby DG. What's the dog's name?
Willow the dog.
Yeah, Willow the dog. Willow the dog is very protective over baby DG, I've heard. And he sent me a picture. This was the cutest picture. Like, I'm usually not a big collector of pictures of babies and all types of things, but he said there was a picture of both of them, DG and Willow the dog, on their backs. And he sent me a picture. And when I tell you, it was the cutest picture. Like, I think DG was smiling in his sleep.
Oh, okay.
And Willow's just laying there on her back, just staring at him. Like, it was a cute. I actually sent it to my wife. Like, look at that. And we were just, baby DG.
I got to take a look at this picture. I haven't seen this.
I got to send that to you. See?
Yeah, you do.
I get perks around here, man. But welcome to The Drive with Josh Graham, man. WSJS. We do have phone numbers up here. We've got Wake Forest tickets we're going to be giving away. The Demon Deacons are in action on tomorrow. And I know a lot of the listeners are fans, so we have tickets for that. Very special guest, my favorite Wolfpack player. I will not share his name yet, but he will be here at 3:30. So make sure you keep it locked for that. But I've been busy, WD.
What have you been doing?
Like, I've been busy. Like, this past weekend was Winston-Salem State University's homecoming.
Oh, you have been busy, haven't you?
Dude, from Thursday, I've been talking nonstop. Since Thursday.
I'm surprised you still got a voice there.
I'm surprised, but see, I'm a professional. You dig what I'm saying?
That's what you do.
So Thursday, we had a midnight cookout joint. We were outside, a bunch of people out there, line dancing outside. It was beautiful, had good food out there. Then on Friday, we had a beautiful day party. After that, we did this Ramsino night where we had casino games on campus.
Hey.
Winston-Salem State is a dry campus, but we had a full bar on campus at Winston-Salem State Friday night.
I love to hear that.
It was lit. Then Saturday, of course, I'm the PA announcer for Winston-Salem State. So we had a hell of a game. I was very hurt because the last home game we had, I had dual service because this season I was blessed enough to get the position of PA announcer at FAMU down in Tallahassee. And there was one conflict game, and it was a couple weeks ago. And that game, my Rams lost to Johnson C. Smith. That was the only game we've lost in Bowman Gray all season, and it was because I was not there. I was very, very heartbroken.
It's the beat-out effect.
It definitely is the beat-out effect because we went into double overtime in Bowman Gray on Saturday and came out victorious and sent our seniors home with a bang. It was a great time, WD. Like, we had a party in Bowman Gray.
I hear you, man.
Then we had a party that night, and it was very, very electric. On Sunday, we had brunch. Then we had the alumni basketball game, and that was the wrap-up of homecoming.
When do you sleep?
I get a little naps every now and then.
Are you a nap guy?
I'm a nap guy. I get four-hour increments.
Okay.
Four-hour increments.
I can't really do the nap thing just because, like, we're on from 3 to 6.
Yeah.
Like, I usually head this way. I usually get here around noon. Mm-hmm. So it's like the time of day where you would nap, if you would do that, like, late afternoon, well, I'm here, so.
Well, now, see, my nap might be from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh.
And then I have to get up and get back to it. And then I'm working until about 2. And then I might nap from 2 to 6 and back to it again.
So you consider that a nap? That's not just like you went to bed?
Nah, that's just a nap. When it's a 4-hour increment, it's a nap. I didn't go to bed if I slept from 2 to 6. Now, if I get a 2 to 10, a good 8 hours in right there, I went to bed then.
Shoot.
Yeah, I don't see many 8-hour days, 8-hour sleeps.
Got things to do, man.
I'd be moving, man, but then my body will shut down, and then I have to sit down for like a day or so.
See, that was me yesterday.
Really?
Like we were off Friday and Monday, and Friday, even though I was off technically, I ended up going to. I went to games 4 straight days.
Yeah.
I went to Wake, then I went to Duke, then I saw Duke NC State football Saturday night, and then I was at the Coliseum on Sunday for the Wake Michigan game, which was awesome.
That game looked amazing.
It was. Like, it was. It felt like the NCAA tournament a little bit. Now, Wake had an advantage in fans just because, you know, 30
minutes. As they should.
But Michigan showed out. They did. And so kind of coming down the stretch, like, it did have, because, I mean, it was back and forth. It went down to the wire.
I saw.
And so it did have kind of that NCAA tournament feel to it.
Why was it in Greensboro?
they needed a neutral site game. I'm not sure why they chose Greensboro. I mean, rightfully so. And by the way, so when I was tweeting, like live tweeting stuff at the game, I called it Greensboro Coliseum.
Yeah, you're damn right you did.
Every single time. And I'm not sorry for it.
No, you're not sorry for it. It's the Greensboro Coliseum. I'm not calling it the horizontal anything.
Yeah, and they still have, like on the Jumbotron, the Greensboro Coliseum. Even though it's not lit up, it's still up there.
And drives me crazy.
And I tweeted that, and I said, it makes me smile. And
yeah, forever. You're forever the Greensboro Coliseum, babe. We OGs to the 336.
You did it.
Then last night, WD, and not to go too far left or on a somber note, but I would like to just introduce this to the audience, and if there's anybody that would like to partake, I would just like to open an invitation. Last night, we had our mom circle in Greensboro. Now, I lost my mom May of this year, May 5th, 2024, and in Charlotte, I started these groups called mom circles, and the mom circle is we call ourselves siblings because we've all lost our mommies. And in Charlotte, we started once a month. We would meet up and just sort of working on the healing process.
And you started this?
Yeah, I started this.
That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And we started in Charlotte, and we were doing it. And people in Greensboro were like, yo, Dot, you got to bring that home. Mm-hmm. So we brought it home. This was the third one we've had in Greensboro on yesterday. And it's really dope. We just have our siblings come out. We feed you. And last night was it was Friendsgiving for us because this is my first holiday without mommy.
Yeah.
You dig? And, the holidays are usually a real somber time for people that have lost their moms or lost anyone, right? So for us, we do the Friendsgiving type vibe last night. We also have a therapist on hand that sort of give us sort of ideas and skills to cope with this process and how to heal moving forward. It's been very, very therapeutic and very beneficial, man. The next one in Greensboro is December the 9th. December the 9th. If you've lost your mother, we invite you to come out and meet some of your other siblings because there aren't too many spaces where you can go and you feel vulnerable enough and free enough to speak to someone about that hurt and about that loss that actually understands what you're coming from, where you're coming from.
See, and that's the thing about that. Like, I've not had to deal with that, thankfully, yet.
Right.
In any way.
Right.
I've only lost, like, my grandparents,
mm-hmm.
which is... It sucks, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's
sort of customary. You sort of under they're older. Yeah. Sort of right.
And that's a really cool thing you're doing there because, like, to what you just said, people might not feel vulnerable enough, like to maybe talk to other people about it, or they'll try to talk to other people about it, but they don't get it,
right?
Because like they haven't gone through it yet. Like
exactly.
I haven't gone through that yet,
exactly.
But in a group like that where everybody has, that's a cool thing. That's a cool thing.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah. And in 2025, we're gonna move to grief circles because a lot of people have been hitting me up like, yo, I lost my dad. Do you have anything for that? Or I lost my spouse, or I lost my child, or I lost my job. You know, you mm-hmm. can grief the loss of a job. Like when I lost my job at Carolina, trust and believe, that was a grieving process. Mm-hmm. Like there was a time where I couldn't watch games. That was a time where I just was embarrassed. I was like all the levels of grief that you go through, the denial, the anger, like I experienced all of those. Like, yeah. And so it doesn't have to be a person that you lose in order to grieve. So we want to open that up to sort of a grief circle and have different therapists on hand to just help people navigate through that and sort of helping in the healing process.
Smith Center isn't the same. I'll just throw that
Smith
out there.
Center will never be the same. Let's be clear. But I appreciate the opportunity I was given there. Tonight, I appreciate the opportunity that Victory Christian High School in Charlotte has given my son.
Heck yeah.
He's played four games, WD, of his high school career. This is his senior year. Four games, and I haven't been able to make one game yet. But I will be there tonight. Game is at 7:30, and I'm excited, man. Big shouts to all the high schoolers in action tonight. It's a big, big time of year for our seniors especially. This is the last year. Okay, we're trying to get these recruits. We're trying to play good games. And I just want my son to just get his confidence back. I'm going through that space where, and that's why I'm excited to talk to this gentleman at 3:30 because he can maybe give me some gems because he went through the process of losing a bit of confidence and having to get his confidence back. And now as a senior, he's shining like a diamond, you dig? And that's what I want for my son. So I'm hoping that I can get him to get more acclimated with the new situation he's in, get more confident, start getting more buckets, start getting more, just playing more like the way that I know my son can play. And hopefully he'll do that tonight.
Let's actually go to Joey in Thomasville. He had something for you here.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up, man? Listen, I appreciate what you're doing with setting up this group. I actually lost my mom on the same date, May 5th.
Wow.
But it's been 13 years ago. And I went through a really, really dark time. You know, I'm a person of faith, and I prayed for her healing. And when that didn't happen in the way that I wanted, then, you know, I really I stepped away from church for a while, and I just went through this, you know, I was in denial during her sickness and everything, and I certainly could have used something like that. I mean, there probably were some things available to me. I didn't search them out. So to hear what you're doing for yourself and for these people is amazing, and I commend you for it, because, as I said, as somebody that's been through the same thing, and I still miss my mom, and there, you know, I've come to grips with everything, and I'm doing fine, but there are still moments or smells or something like that that will, a song will just all of a sudden, you know, just bring all those memories flooding back, and I'm blessed that I had a wonderful mom, and that, you know, it's good that I missed her so, which means we had a great, great relationship. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say thank you for what you're doing, you know, for all these people. It's certainly a needed thing, and I'm sure it'll be blessed.
Well, let me just say something to you, Joy, a couple things before you get out of here. One, I grew up in the church. So when my mom passed, again, May 5th of this year, I definitely went through that, even angry at God. Right. Like, and just questioning him. And I would put those things on my social media. And that's honestly what made me start the mom circle, because there were so many people that went in the comments said, yo, I was questioning God, too. And some people were saying, well, God wants you to question him, because when you start to question God, that means you're talking to him and you're needing his direction. Right. So those were strengths, even in those times of somberness. And the thing about the mom circle that's awesome is it's founded by myself, my guy Tone X. His mom passed 18 years ago, and my brother Larry, whose mom passed 3 years ago. So you have a spectrum of grief there. And what saddens me is it was 6 months this year for me, November 5th. It was 6 months to the day. And to know that, like you just said, in 13 years, or as Tone always says, in 18 years, I can still feel this level of sadness, like that hurts. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to feel like this in 18 years. And just being in a space where we're all trying to go through that healing process together, there really is strength in that community. So I appreciate you for acknowledging that. And I would love to invite you out December the 9th at Trust Restaurant in Greensboro. December the 9th at Trust Restaurant in Greensboro. We start at 7 o'clock, and we're usually done by 9:30.
I'm writing it down. I can't promise that I will be there, but I think that would be something to attend, and I appreciate the invitation. And like I said, kudos to y'all for having this group. I know it's a real special, real needed thing.
I appreciate you, Joy. Thanks for the call, brother. See, didn't know that was going to happen.
You never know. You never know.
See, I'm always fearful when I fill in for Josh.
Sure.
And I promise, because I know that Josh has set a standard of knowing all things sports.
Yeah.
Like literally, like we had to call him earlier for something we're about to do at 3:15. And the moment we spit it out, he knew exactly when to go get it, exactly when it happened, exactly when it was said. And it's absolutely insane how he does that.
Oh, yeah.
And so when people are listening to his show, I know they want a wealth of sports. And I do love sports, but I'm not as locked into all sports as Josh. I do a lot of things, so I just try to share my life for 3 hours and hope that the audience is entertained.
Well, they want to hear sports, but they want to hear from Dot.
Right.
Because this is a Dot show today.
That part.
That's what you got to do. Because I remember before I hosted the first time, he was like, don't try to be Josh Graham.
Right.
Don't try to, you know, do a hot take or anything.
Right.
Like, just do you.
Yeah.
And it works the best. And that's when you actually are successful, is when you triple down on what your strengths are.
Yeah, good point. So, thank you, Debbie. That's why you're the super producer.
I do what I can.
See, he isn't just music. This guy is a producer of all levels.
Oh,
to
yeah.
The point we're going to put that on display up next,
uh-huh.
Because when you talk about B-Dot and it being B-Dot show, B-Dot is hot right now. I'm talking about fish grease hot. Do you hear me? Because I was watching ESPN earlier today, and I heard something, and when I heard it, I said, I know this dude ain't turned me into Soulja Boy. And then I look on social media and I'm like, oh no, I know y'all ain't thinking what I think y'all thinking what y'all. Listen, Stephen A. Smith.
Curtisville.
To the front of the stage. I got words for you up next on The Drive, buddy.
All right, let's go.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
Back to The Drive with Josh Graham.
You know, ever since I turned pro in 1989, when I signed and got a line, it was strange. Things change for the better and for the worse. So I called my mama and she said, baby,
must be the money.
Yeah. Hey, big shout out to everybody that's watching live right now. Hey, you can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Twitter. Where is WD?
People I
WSJS Radio on YouTube, X, Twitch. We're everywhere.
Playing that prime right there, huh? That's that 90s prime. And turn that off because I have to get into my Stephen A. Smith mode. Because Stephen A. Smith, you blocked me on Twitter years ago. And we've talked about it and I've apologized and we've moved past. Still blocked, however. But I heard you this morning. I was listening. And I heard you.
I believe that the Dallas Cowboys should tank the rest of the season, get the number one overall pick, so you can draft Shedeur Sanders, and by the way, hire primetime Deion Sanders as your head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. I think that should be Jerry Jones's master plan. That's right, I said it.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You didn't say it. You said it after I said it. I said it, Stephen A. Smith, right here on this show. I was on a it was videoed in. With, matter of fact, drop it, WD.
You know what's going to happen, Josh Graham? Do you want to know what's going to happen? In 2 years, Josh Graham, 2 years, you're going to see something you've never seen before in your life, Josh Graham. Are you ready to know what it is? You want me to share with you and your audience right now?
Yeah.
It's going to be Coach Prime and Shedeur Sanders.
Whoa!
With the Cowboy.
Wait. If the Cowboys are every bit what you're describing they are this year, why isn't Mike McCarthy still the coach?
Yeah. But see, we're going to have a great year this year. We're going to take a historic run this year. Then next year, the wheels are going to fall off. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know why it's going to happen. But Dak and Mike McCarthy, they're going to be the scapegoats. And in comes Prime and Shedeur and booyah!
Do you believe? Do you believe? WD, those are what they call receipts, ain't it?
That is a receipt and a half right there, buddy.
That's what they call receipts. Now Stephen A. Smith is on television today with this. I got a brilliant idea, guys. This is what I said that September of 2023. Receipts. The team was good. We were balling. The Cowboys, and then Colorado was looking good. I said, man, listen, I'm telling you what's going to happen. And I'm talking about, I spoke it down to the T. The wheels are going to fall off. We don't even have any wheels on our vehicle anymore, WD.
You don't. It's pretty bad right now.
Bro, we're 3-6.
Yeah. Dak out for the year probably.
Done. After getting 60 M's.
Jerry, these post-game press conferences, what owner do you know does a post-game presser after every game? He's it.
Jerry.
Radio hit on Mondays.
Jerry. He's always been that guy.
And you can't fire the owner, Doc.
You cannot fire the owner. Nobody's going to fire themselves when they're making bukus of money. We're still America's team.
That's it.
We're still America. And people, you're not America's team. We are America's team. By definition, we're America's team because everybody in America has an emotion about the Cowboys. Either you love the Cowboys or you hate the Cowboys. There is no gray area. If you're not a Cowboys fan, then whoever the Cowboys are playing, you're rooting for them. That makes them America's team by default. Do you believe? I called that, WD.
Yeah.
I said Dak and McCarthy were going to be the scapegoats and they were going to be kicked up out of here. And if I'd be damn sure if that ain't what's going to happen.
It is insane because we were talking about this and you just wanted me to pull the receipt of Deion and Shedeur, that part of it. But then when you actually listen to it, you broke down how it's going to happen. Because it's true. Like, they had a good year last year.
We had a great year last year.
Outside of the Packer game in the playoffs.
Outside of the Packer game in the playoffs. We don't have to talk about that.
But you even got down to, like, the wheels are going to come off.
And we don't know why.
That's it. We don't.
And we don't know.
But it's going to be Mike McCarthy. It's going to be Dak. Shoot.
This was September of 2023. I just don't think I'm getting enough props for this.
We're going to change that.
I don't think I'm getting enough props for this, man, because Steve A. is going viral today as if he has said something profound.
Curtisville.
And all he's doing is stealing my words bar for bar. Like,
he copied my whole f***ing flow. Bar for bar.
Right, play that again, Soulja Boy.
He copied my whole f***ing flow. Bar for bar.
I love everything about this.
He did.
Yes, he did. I mean, now, in theory.
Is this a coincidence? My therapist says there's no such thing as coincidences.
I mean, yeah, the universe works in interesting ways, Dot.
So he just woke up and was like, you know what? I think Deion and Shadur should go to Dallas. That's what Jerry Jones should be doing. He didn't see that anywhere. He didn't think about that anywhere.
Oh. He copied my whole f***ing flow. Oh. Bar for bar.
Bar for bar, man.
Boy.
What were you about to say? I cut you off. I apologize. Did you lose it?
No. In theory, this is a really good idea. Like, the Deion. Now, I don't know if you're going to get Deion. I don't know. Like, how willing is he going to be to leave Colorado?
Here's the thing about Deion. I think Deion's dream job is to go to Tallahassee and coach at Florida State. That's what I think his goal is. But if he has the option on the table to coach his son, and not just coach his son, but coach his son in Dallas, I think he takes that.
I think that's the only way you would get him to go to Dallas. Because also, he's going to have to deal with Jerry.
But Jerry already, like, back in 95, like, Jerry already gave him, when Jerry gave him all that money and got him in Dallas in 95, like, that was the biggest deal ever. Like, do you remember those Pizza Hut commercials? You probably don't, do you? Mm-mm. Bro, you got to Google this. They had Pizza Hut commercials where it would be Deion and Jerry Jones sitting at the joint. They'd be like, Deion, are you going to play football or baseball? And he was like, both. And Jerry was like, both? And he's like, are you going to play offense or defense? And he'd be like, both. And he'd be like, both? And they'd be like, they go to Pizza Hut. And they'd be like, do you want the cheese on your pizza or in the crust? And they were like, both. And then there was the cheese crust pizza commercials. This was big business. Jerry has already spent big money for Prime. This will be the second time in Jerry Jones's career where Primetime saves Jerry Jones.
Now, the other thing you got that's an interesting element to this is they just signed Dak.
I know.
To this four-year, $240 million contract.
Extension. And I don't know how that stuff works, WD.
I'm not the greatest on it either. However, now, you could use him as a piece to maybe trade up in the draft. God, wouldn't that be a bombshell?
That'd if
that
be amazing. Happens?
Like, is it reality? Like, are they going to really trade Dak?
Yes, we would.
To get up there in the draft?
To get up there and get baby prime and daddy prime, you're damn right we would. Must be the money. Do you believe?
It's very exciting.
Do you believe? Gosh. So I just want all of you all out there just watching this story and hearing people talking about it and trying to act like Stephen A. Smith had this ingenious idea. Yeah. My WSSU brethren, as a matter of fact, I just posted this on Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, go to my Instagram right now and tag Stephen A. Smith. And it's on Twitter. Just tag Stephen A. Smith and be like, hey, and we'll just tag Stephen A. Smith and put the eyes, like the eyes emoji. I said it last year. Stole my swag bar for bar.
Oh. He copied my whole f***ing flow. Oh. Bar for bar.
What a great segment. What a great segment.
Listen, man, I'm talking about a tight hour for you right here. This 3 o'clock hour is really smoking because up next, I have somebody who is a friend of mine. Okay, he's my favorite Wolfpack player. Okay, I'm not gonna say his name. Just gonna let you have to wonder who would be B-Dot's favorite player at the Wolfpack. Think about who that is, and we're gonna have him on in about 4 minutes. But we've got tickets to go see Wake Forest, and it's a brand new game that I would like to bring to Josh Graham's show. Okay, it's got a strange name maybe to the audience, but it's gonna be very fun. The name of the game is Black in the Day Trivia. Black in the Day Trivia, okay?
That's interesting.
And we ask 90s and 2000s trivia. Now, do you have to be black to play this game? No, but you need to know the trivia. Like, black people play white people trivia all the time, WD. We know white people trivia, so I'm very sure that white people know black people's trivia. It is not race specific. That is just the name to sort of give you the theme. It gives you that 90s urban type vibe, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You dig what I'm saying?
That's literally what I was thinking about. You could just ask, like, who is this character?
Watch this. I'm going to ask you one. I'm going to ask you one right now, WD. How many fights did Fresh Prince get in when his mom got scared?
Oh, no.
Come on. How many fights?
I got in, I'm thinking of the theme song.
Come on, how many fights?
One little fight. And my mom got scared.
There we go. That easy.
And then you move in with your auntie and uncle.
In Bel-Air, man. Listen, if you would like to participate at 345, you need to put this number in your Rolodex. 336-777-1600. All right, 336-777-1600. At 345, call up if you would like to participate in Black in the Day Trivia to win tickets to go see Wake Forest. Up next, my favorite Wolfpack player will be on the phone. Keep it locked to the drive.
You're on the drive with Josh Gray. SJS.
Yeah. I like what you did right there, WD.
Mm-hmm.
You really know how to set the vibe for when we're about to have a special guest.
That's my job, man. I got to feel it out. I got to set the tone.
You are a super producer, man. I don't know if you know it or not. And we have a super baller on the line with us, man, repping those NC State Wolfpack, the biggest in the state when you think about it, man. Didn't nobody advance as far as they did last year, so they hold that throne right now. Big Breon Pass in the building. How you doing, BP?
I'm doing good. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing very well, man. Doing very well. Filling in for my brother Josh Graham today, of course. And, you know, I have to have some heavy hitters when I fill in for Josh. And you right now, man, like, I just love everything that's going on. I want to talk to you about some of the great stuff you're doing this season. But let's go back to last season real quick, man. Like, how did last season feel on the grand scheme of things? Because when we're talking about Breon Pass, let me just set the table. Like, WD, I'm not sure if you know. But Breon Pass is a high school legend. Are you familiar?
I've heard some of the stories. I've heard a few.
Like Breon Pass is like Allen Iverson of 336.
Damn, that's pretty dope.
No, these are facts. Like, yeah. You can check this. Like, he was unstoppable in football. He was unguardable in basketball. Like, sure. He was the man. He could have played either sport. He chose basketball. Right. So with that being said, Breon, how does it feel like? Because you've reached the mountain high in basketball on the high school level, but to reach in the heights that y'all reached last year, how would that feel?
Yeah. It was everything, you know, dream come true, you know, growing up watching the March Madness stuff, you know, it was definitely exciting just to, you know, be there and have my mom and sister in attendance as well. It was everything.
Did we lose him?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
We did.
We lost him. We lost him.
Oh, boy.
Get him back. Let's we'll get him back up. See this, Rod? We're doing it now. We're doing it right now. Yo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man. I'm going through a bad place, man.
Right. So basically, you need a phone NIL.
Something like that.
Yeah. AT&T need to reach out to my boy Verizon. Somebody need to holler at my boy. Yeah, no, but you said it was great having the mom and the sister in the stands.
Yeah, man, it was my first, you know, Final Four, and it was just everything to me, man. So, you know, I took full advantage of it.
Absolutely, man. What was the highlight? Which game beating who was the highlight?
Definitely beating Duke, would say. You know, that was a big win for us, and to go to the Final Four, you know. So, I think, you know, being a rival was the best thing about the Final Four for us.
Man, we talk a lot about, you know, me, of course, being a diehard Tar Heel fan. And, of course, you are NC State Wolfpack hooper. And wait a minute. First, when you was in high school, was you an NC State fan?
No, it's crazy. I wasn't. You know, I was a big Dennis Smith fan. But
okay.
I was a big Duke fan, man.
Wow. Wow, a Duke guy. Okay, you heard that, WD? WD just turned his nose up. We don't like that very much up here. I'm going to let you know it. But so you just anti-Carolina all the way around, like root for Duke, play for NC State, like no Carolina, nothing for you. But when we talk about – no, go ahead. What'd you say?
I said, I wasn't really a big fan of Tar Heels, but, you know, when I was getting recruited for football, that was the only time that I had support for the Tar Heels, man.
No, that's real. That's real. But what's funny is, you know, like I was saying, me being a Tar Heel fan, you being NC State, and we talk about the rival we have against Duke, but we own Duke in the tournament. Y'all and us. You dig what I'm saying? Like, whenever they play us in a tournament, NCAA tournament, we send that ass home, BP. You dig what I'm saying?
I feel you.
That's just real talk. All right, so how is campus now, man? Like, after a Final Four run, what is campus like now? What, are y'all walking by getting free food and free snacks and all the girls love you? Like, what's going on over there?
I'm about to say, campus definitely turned up a little bit. I can say when we got back, the fans so definitely support. You know, we got back at like 3 a.m. and fans outside the facility, you know, showing support. And so that was really amazing, you know. And now, you know, definitely the returners, you know, walking around campus with a little more swag that we used to, you know. I can say that when we got back, you know, for like a week or two, I gone to restaurants on campus, you know, and they know my face, so I really ain't had to pay nothing.
Face card so, good, you know, on the streets.
Yeah, so that was love, you know. So, you know, it's just a lot of love around campus right now.
No, that's what's up, man. Y'all deserve that, man. We're talking to Breon Pass. Was wearing number 10. This is senior year. For the last three seasons, he was rocking 10. But now it's been a number change to number four. Like, what was the significance in 10, and then why the change to 4, B?
You know, 10, you know, when I got here, it was the only thing available for me. You know, I really wanted 1, but, you know, somebody already had it. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of wanted to keep that 1 in there, you know, so 10 was the best option for me. And, you know, going into my last year, I kind of wanted a change for everything. You know, I wanted a fresh start. You know, obviously I was 10 for 3 years, you know, so, you know, 4 just really came up in my head, like, 4 years at NC State, you know, last year, so why not make a change in number as well?
I like that. 4 years here for sure. Now, you say 4 years here.
So I'm giving
everything for you gently for everything that was happening for you this season. And he had even talked to you about leaving, and you stayed the course, and now you're being rewarded. Do you know who said that? This person has said that. Now, this is a hop. This person that we both know, they are a mainstay and a staple as far as it's concerned with high school basketball in North Carolina. Do you know who this person is?
I really want to say my guy, Rob Bridges.
You are 100% correct. You're 100% correct, dog. And he and I had a back and forth conversation about, because I said, I too have asked Breon to leave. Like, please, yeah. Like, go somewhere where you can, because we know what Breon is at Reidsville. And, like, what's seeing up? You wait your turn, it was a struggle for us, the fans, us, the supporters, yeah. Us, the ones that love you the most, you know? So how did that feel on your page, trying to just wait the course and stay there at NC State, where you really could have went other places and been a stud possibly?
Yeah, I know. So I know in my head, like you said, I could have went anywhere else and, you know, had the opportunity to sign. But, you know, what came to me is that I'm a big believer in, you know, trusting the process, you know. And, you know, also from that's the words that my dad used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that really kicked in and played a big part. And, you know, I just trusted God and he led me here. And I just wanted to show everybody that, you know, when it ain't your turn, you don't run from the, you don't run from it. You just, you know, attack it every day and face adversity. And I felt like that I've been facing adversity all my life, man, you know. I know I wasn't getting the minutes that I deserved, but that wasn't going to stop me from, you know, keep working and stuff. And now it's my last year here, and I know the offensive defense, hands down. Mm-hmm. And I can say the 3 years that, you know, I didn't play the minutes that I wanted, you know, prepared me for this last year. And, you know, I didn't saw improvement and off on the court and off the court as well. So, you know, it just been a big – it was a big adjustment for me at first, but, you know, just trusting the process and, you know, just having God and my family there supporting me all the way just kept me going. And really, just, that, like you say, I just wanted to be the motivation to show everybody that, you know, anything happened, you can still do what was possible, you know, just believing in God.
Bro, and let me tell you, you are an inspiration, bro, because I use your story with my son, Isaiah. This is senior year. He's had difficulties going from different school to different school and sitting behind people. And this is a senior year. This is year, you know, like, so he's getting some looks, you know, like, and honestly, we talked about, I said, look at Breon, bro. Like, we talked about the Rod conversation. We have told him, like, go somewhere else. But he stuck the course through. And now this year he's balling out. Real quick, why is Rod Bridges not on a college coaching staff somewhere, Breon?
I don't know, man. You know, he's a real good guy. You know, he speak well. You know the game of basketball, man. So hopefully next 2 or 3 years we'll see him on the roster somewhere, man.
Absolutely. All right, man. We got Breon Paz about to let him get out of here, man. He got to get to practice and all types of things, man. Before I get you out of here, asking you this: what's y'all's goals for the season, both personal goals and team goals? What's the play?
Personal goal, you know, I want to, you know, make up for my last 3 years. So any accolade that I can achieve, I want to go out there and get it. And I want to have the best year possible that I can really have to set myself up for opportunities in the future. And as a team, you know, definitely get back to that Final Four and National Championship. And, you know, to win that stuff, you know, all the new guys that we got this year, They came in and the returns made sure that we made sure they understand the goal of getting back into where we want to be. And so that's really it, man. You know, going and also going back to back AFC championship. So.
Oh, I bet you do want to do that, don't you? Now, you know, listen, yeah. You know, we got a number four with the Carolina jersey. He got something to say about that, WD, huh?
He's got a lot to say
about
that. Real quick.
And let me tell you something else. Them Duke boys got a bunch of boys over there. They play tonight, as a matter of fact. They play Kentucky. They didn't gave Duke. Yeah. They didn't gave Kentucky 6.5 points. What do you think? What do you think, BP?
I about to say, man. I don't know. It's definitely gonna be a good one.
Yeah,
it's definitely gonna be a good one.
My boy don't want to step out there in that
Dude,
water.
They're deep, man. Yeah. I get it.
And that Knipple be shooting the lights out.
That Knipple be shooting the lights out.
Freshman over there at Duke looking real good right now, but you know I ain't gonna say my who gonna win each game or nothing like that.
Okay. Look at my boy, want to stay political. Hey, I appreciate you, Breon, man. Listen, if you ever need me for anything, bro, you know I'm just a text, a phone call, a DM away.
Yes, sir. For sure, I appreciate y'all, man.
No doubt, man. You be good.
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
I want to apologize to the NC State Wolfpack fans that's like, yo, why he ain't talking about the team? And I'd be like, that's my bro. So, like, when we get to talking, like, I just want to talk to him for a second. Is that cool, WD?
Yeah, you just want to talk to him, see what's going on with your boy. That's it.
Because, Breon, I'm telling you, man, you should look up Breon Pass, dog. Like, and he has a dope story with his dad. His dad passed.
Okay.
And his dad was a hooping legend in Reidsville.
Is that right?
That's why he chose basketball over football.
Makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And I want to apologize to the people on the stream today because, like, I feel like I've just been looking at you the whole time, WD, and I have to remind myself to intentionally say hi to the stream people. So I want to apologize for that. But for the NC State fans, just got a dub Friday against Presbyterian.
They did.
81-72. Breon Pass, he played 18 minutes. He had 6 points. Rob was talking about on Twitter, just seeing him out there facilitating, getting buckets, getting confident. Like, he's gonna have a 30-point game one of these.
And it's interesting because NC State, they got a nice mix of last year's guys. Like, mm-hmm. they got Breon, mm-hmm. they got O'Connell back, mm-hmm. Middlebrooks got mm-hmm. him back, and they got some new guys in. So I'm interested to see how it's all going to mesh.
Yeah.
And we'll see what they can do.
They play tomorrow night, man. Coastal Carolina at 7 o'clock for you Wolfpack fans that are out there and excited about that. Because how did the Wolfpack football season end? I haven't heard a lot of conversations online. They must not have had a very good year.
So I was at, well, they did okay. I mean, they're not done yet. So they just had their senior night. I was actually there in Raleigh the other night. They played Duke, and Duke beat them.
Mm.
But it was a good game, though.
Mm.
Duke getting back in the win column because they had a couple of ranked losses. Like, they lost to SMU on the road. Then they lost to Miami.
Mm.
Miami really good, mm-hmm. even though they just lost to Georgia Tech.
Facts, all that. How did that happen? Sheesh.
But it was back and forth, but the Duke pulled away with it. So NC State, like, they're just kind of in a okay spot. Like, I don't know if you heard about Grayson McCall, the guy that he transferred in from Coastal Carolina, and he took a massive hit a couple weeks ago against Wake Forest, got a bad concussion. Like, it was one of – so he got hit a couple different times. Like, he got hit one time, and it knocked his helmet off, and then he got hit again after his helmet came off, and he called it a career.
A career?
Yeah.
Ended it.
Yeah. But it was cool because he ran out because it was a senior night the other night, so that was cool to see. But, you know, State there – they're all right. They got a true freshman at quarterback, and they got some things to figure out. But they're not bad, though, either.
Well, that Duke team, man, number 14, Quayshawn Brown, went to East Forsyth. That's my nephew. He's over there getting buckets. He is someone that is like Breon, someone who I told go somewhere else and you could be a stud. And he has stayed the course there at Duke, and he's out there playing. He's playing lights out this year. And this is junior year, and I'm very excited to see it. It's beautiful when you stay the course, man. So you got to stick with things, WD.
Patience is a virtue. It really is.
It is, bro.
And it's tough.
It is.
But it pays off.
And we talked about my foe Rod Bridges when I was talking about when I was talking to Breon just now. And Rod Bridges is a staple in North Carolina high school basketball sports. Mm. Like, he puts together tournaments, the John Wall Classic in Raleigh. Like, he's heavily connected. He knows the players. Like, if there's a coach that might be listening to this by chance, Rod Bridges on Twitter. That guy should be somebody who you should be at least consulting with if you're trying to recruit in state.
Sure.
Yeah. Because he's so knowledgeable of the game. It will be insane not to have him with your basketball team. And speaking of ACC basketball, WD, somebody wants to go see Wake Forest tomorrow.
Yeah, they do.
Now, this is going to be a game that's This is the first time it's ever been played here on Josh Graham's show.
Yeah, I don't even know about it.
No, he doesn't.
I have no clue.
Not a clue in the world. I need two people that would like to participate. Two people. One, two. What's the phone number?
336-777-1600.
That's right. 336-777-1600. Call right now. We need two people that want to participate in Black in the Day trivia.
This is it. You ready?
All right, hold on.
All right, do it, do it.
All right, listen up.
This is The Drive with Josh Graham.
Welcome back to The Drive with Josh Graham. Just happens to be B-Dot in here, a smooth operator. Six man of Carolina basketball steal. With the super producer, WD.
That's it.
You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, I dig it.
And I don't know if it was people didn't want to play the trivia game or if they didn't want the tickets to go see Wake Forest. But nobody called.
We got to figure out which it is.
Nobody called.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, don't be scared now. We're going to give you another chance. 336-777-1600 if you would like to play for a chance to go see Wake Forest in action on tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Joel. The home game, it's going to be lit.
Yep. USC Upstate.
That's what they playing, USC Upstate?
Yeah, NC State took care of them pretty easily on their opening night last week.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Salas coming off of that win against – I mean, they're coming off of a really nice win against Michigan this week.
It was lit. I saw the – because, again, it was homecoming for my WSSU Rams all weekend, so I was just seeing highlights. But when I saw the highlights of the game, and I saw Coach Ford's post-game interview just talking about how physical it was, but how fun it was, and how it felt like that post-season action out there, like, it looked lit.
Well, in Michigan, got a couple callers now. Let's get this party started.
Let's see what's up. And we'll get back to this Wake Forest and Michigan conversation. We're going to get to it now, man. Listen, the game is called Black in the Day Trivia. It's very simple. We do 90s and 2000s trivia, and you get the best two out of three, and whoever's victorious, bing, we give them tickets to go see Wake Forest tomorrow. You dig what I'm saying? SC Upstate. It's going to be a good one. It's a whole lot of ACC action this week. We're going to talk about the Championship Classic next hour, man. Championship Classic is going down. Duke versus Kentucky tonight. Kansas also plays, man. My Tar Heels was definitely supposed to beat Kansas. Carolina family, how we feeling? Are we feeling good about this? Like, I know we played better in the second half and we looked optimistic, but God, I wish we could have stowed out in the fog, huh? Sheesh. And, of course, you know we're 8 minutes away from the big foe when I tell you to throw them foes up. But right now we're about to play Black in the Day Trivia. Who we got on the line?
Let's go to Tim in Greensboro.
Okay. Tim, how you doing?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. Okay, so I think you're on here by yourself. So it's going to be you.
Sir.
It's going to be you versus WD.
Sounds good.
You versus WD. Now, it's simple. Your name is your buzzer. Your name is your buzzer, okay? If you know the answer, this is 90s trivia and 2000s trivia. When I ask the question, if you know the answer, you say your name. That's your buzzer. And if you get it right, you get a point. Best two out of three wins. Up first, who got fired on their day off?
WD.
WD said it first. WD.
Oh, was it Willie?
Willie, give yourself a buzzer.
No!
Give yourself a buzzer.
I was thinking about a Steve Harvey joke.
Tim, who got fired on their day off?
Craig.
Craig got fired on his day off. Smokey! That's 1 point for Tim right there. All right. This former president played the saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show.
Tim. It was my man, Willie Clinton.
Willie. We'll give you Willie Clinton. It's just that easy. You smacked WD 2-0. Congratulations to my boy Tim, man.
Yep.
Hey, you're going tomorrow to go see Wake Forest versus SC Upstate. Are you a Wake Forest fan?
I am not. We are on the same wavelength when it comes to fandom. We are both Carolina Tar Heel fans.
All right, so let me ask you, man. How'd you feel about that game against Kansas?
It was a tale of two halves, just as you stated earlier. The first half, I wasn't quite sure what we were doing, and that their height and length really took a toll on us. But that second half, I credit Hubert and the team for making the correct adjustments and making that push in the second half, and we just ran out of time.
Absolutely, man. I even thought the shot that Elliott Cadeau shot at the end was going to drop.
It looked good.
And what'd you think about the shot that what am I thinking? I'm having a brain. Jalen Washington shot from the corner in the last couple of seconds.
I was having this discussion with my cousin 2 days ago. Hmm. I would have preferred to have seen RJ use his, you know, shot-making ability and been a little bit more aggressive and went and took the ball and created a shot himself. I mean, I would have lived with that. Yeah. Make or miss. I would have been okay.
My thing on that is No, go ahead. I'm sorry. What do you say, Tim?
No, that was just the only negative that I thought about that final possession. I really would have liked RJ to take command as, you know, the senior leader on the team and just say, here, this is my ball.
Yeah.
I'm going to live there. We're going to win or lose on my shot.
I think he's trying to be that senior that also can facilitate as well as score and set the young guys up for later on in the season. What I liked about Jalen Washington taking that shot is he didn't even flinch. He took that shot with supreme confidence, and he missed it from the corner, but I like him having the confidence to take that shot. Last year, Jalen Withers was taking shots that with confidence that we weren't liking. Like, what is he doing? But now, he's the one who is the hot hand in Kansas. So I think that shot that Jalen Washington, him having the confidence to take it, I think that's going to bode well for us later on in the season for sure.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. I didn't look at that perspective. So, yeah, that could be a valid point.
That's definitely valuable. But I appreciate you, Tim. I appreciate you for participating. We got some tickets for you to go see Wake Forest tomorrow, and you have a ball, my guy.
Thank you, man. You guys have the best radio show in the land, man.
Appreciate that, man. That's awesome right there. Yeah, listen, it is a compliment when you can fill in for somebody and people still call up and participate and say they're enjoying what's going on. So I appreciate that, man. But tomorrow, I believe tomorrow Josh will be back, correct?
That's it.
Tomorrow, Daddy Josh will be back. I'm taking care of DG, Baby Graham.